6:31, it's 720 WGN. I think that we've never had Charlie on the air here, Kevin, because I'm afraid to say his last name.
Yeah, you've been asking Curtis and me over and over for the first 30 minutes of the show how to pronounce Charlie's last name, and thankfully we have him with us, and he can clarify for us.
And I've been on Sports Talk Live with Charlie over at NBC Sports, where he works and covers the Blackhawks, and I believe it is Charlie Realmiotis. Am I saying that right, Mr. Realmiotis?
Almost, Mark. It's Realmiotis.
Curtis, I blame him.
Don't blame
I
producer.
Can't blame Curtis.
That's the biggest.
Wait,
you can't do that.
Okay, one more time. Please say that out loud because something was going on in my head.
It's Realmiotis.
Realmiotis. Thank you.
There you go. It's actually funny you say that, Mark, because I do feel like sometimes radio hosts and radio appearances, every time I'm on, they pronounce my last name, and they're like, man, the producer has been trying to say my last name for 45 minutes to make sure that I get it right. So I'm sure it's a nightmare for you guys. I'm sorry.
You never should apologize for your last name, but just so you know, behind the scenes, I was like, how do you exactly say his name? Because I was listening to your podcast with Pat Boyle, and I rewound it. I still wasn't sure. And then Curtis is like, this is 100% how it is. That's what Eddie Olczyk calls him. And I'm like, okay, then. All right. So that was the discussion. But you're here to talk about what the Blackhawks did, Charlie. And number one, how surprised were you when the news came down that John McDonough and the Blackhawks were parting ways?
Yeah, I was surprised only because Rocky Wirtz had come on our podcast, and then he had confirmed a few days later to The Athletic that the upper management and coaching staff would be returning next season. And we thought nothing of it. Well, at the time, obviously, it was a controversial decision. It got some folks in Chicago talking. And then, obviously, the news drops earlier on Monday. And the immediate question was, well, what transpired over the last 6 weeks? Did something happen that led to a potential fallout? And I don't get the sense that there was an incident that happened or there was a major thing that's going to drop in the coming weeks or whatever. I just think over time, I think this COVID-19 pandemic really allowed Rocky Wirtz and the ownership group to kind of take a step back and reevaluate things, because when we do come out on the other side of this pandemic, the landscape is going to be very different. Like, the salary cap might stay flat for the next 2 or 3 years. And so I think it was a perfect opportunity to kind of get your ducks in a row before moving forward, because it could be complicated once we get out of this.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. We were just talking about, well, because it's every day, Charlie, as you know, if we're all thinking, wondering, talking about, when will baseball start? Will the hockey season resume? Will the NBA finish its season? What about the NFL? So I guess I'll ask you that question. Do you think the NHL still tries to finish this season that is on pause?
Yes, I still do think so, because they really can't afford financially to shut down the season. And I talked about it just a second ago about the salary cap. And another part of the equation, and it's kind of complicated for fans, and even it could be complicated for media members too, trying to figure it out. But the players and the owners split the NHL revenue 50-50. And if the players' salaries exceed the owner's revenue, that percentage gets taken out of their salary and gets put into the owner's pockets. So that percentage, if the NHL is at risk of losing up to $1 billion, that revenue is going to be, or that percentage is going to increase on the players' side. So it could be up to 35% of players' contract getting taken out of their money if the NHL doesn't resume its season. So I think there are certainly financial ramifications to this, and that's why I believe they're going to do everything in their power to finish the season in some capacity.
And in the reality here, look, people are taking pay cuts across the board. We see it a ton in our industry, media. It's really nearly everywhere, and it's going to come in sports too. If fans are not going through the gates, if we're just doing TV revenue, which is significant, but it's not going to cover all of it. So this is going to impact the players, and they're still going to make a very, very healthy living. But depending on how crazy you're living, it might, you know, put you in a precarious position, which is, you know, no bueno for everybody. Charlie, just rewinding back to McDonough, you're saying that Rocky's sitting back and he's thinking about things. I'm curious, like, what do you think he honed in on?
Yeah, it's a good question. I'm not sure. Maybe it's just, in my opinion, I think we're seeing more sports teams, and I think the NHL is starting to trend in that direction. We saw Vegas do it, where they're separating the business side and hockey side. And John McDonough was the president and CEO, and he was more so, obviously, he helped change the culture in Chicago on the business side. But it's no secret that over the years, he started dabbling into some hockey decisions, not necessarily making decisions on his own, but he certainly was involved in part of the process. So I think maybe when you take a step back, you want to have some sort of separation of roles where maybe you hire a president that handles the business side, like the Cubs and Crane Kenny, and then hire a, you know, hockey ops person and a GM like Theo and Jed with the Cubs. So maybe that's part of the equation too, where they felt like the business side really wasn't taking a large hit. But if you take a step back and reevaluate both the business and hockey side, maybe they have a chance here to restructure the front office in some way.
When it comes to potential candidates, who should we be looking for?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of internal candidates that I'm sure will throw their names in the hat. And Jay Blunk and Al MacIsaac are two guys to monitor. Jay more so on the business side because he was tied to McDonough. He got hired by McDonough, I believe it was in January 2008 or 2009. And then on the hockey side, Al MacIsaac, he's been with the organization for almost 20 years, and he has kind of been a hybrid of in the business operations and hockey. But I want to throw one other name out there too, is Pete Hassan, who is the VP of marketing. And there is a sense inside the organization, or some people in the organization feel like he could emerge as the top internal candidate to be the president. And so I would certainly monitor his name as well.
Do you think that there'll be a restructuring then, I guess, of how things are going to go, how they'll go about their business? It sounds like you think that the organization is going to do some things differently, period, just after they finally figure out who's going to be in what spot.
Yeah, I do. I think they're going to obviously focus on the president first, and then after that, the president could have say into whether they bring a hockey operations person in, or if they... You know, this is probably unlikely, but also a scenario that could potentially be on the table is that you move Stan Bowman into more of a hockey ops role and hire a new general manager to handle the day-to-day stuff. But the problem under that scenario is that Bowman, if he gets moved into that hockey ops role, would probably have a large say in who the GM is. So you figure that might compromise some sort of objectivity in wanting a fresh set of eyes to oversee things. So I think at some point they will get to that point where they are separating business and hockey side, but the president search obviously is first and foremost for the Blackhawks.
NBC Sports Chicago, Charlie Roumeliotis with us here on 720 WGN covering the Blackhawks, and we're talking about the changes within the organization. I mean, look, John came in 2007, and you could get any seat at the United Center, and the Blackhawks were less than irrelevant, I'd say. I mean, and this town has always had a diehard segment to it that loves hockey, but even that segment was not participating. And now you've got three Stanley Cups, and the Hawks are on an unbelievable sellout streak and have been one of the great sports franchises in any sport for the last however long. So, I mean, it's a tremendous legacy that he leaves here. I don't know. What do you think's next for John McDonough?
Yeah, no question. It really did feel like, obviously, Rocky Wirtz was the first big part of the change, and he was kind of the guy that, you know, put home games back on television before McDonough got hired, and then Rocky kind of faded from the spotlight a little bit, and it felt like it was John McDonough really running the show, and that's what makes Rocky so great too, right? You hire all the right people under you, So I believe, as far as John, I believe he had a couple more years or a few years left on his contract. And so I'm not sure really what his interest level is in potentially getting another job or staying in the city and maybe moving back to baseball. He's certainly going to be paid handsomely, I believe, over these next few years. So there's not really any urgency. And it's really up to him if he wants to, maybe fade into the sunset and settle down more, or if he wants some skin in the game and try to look for another job. But that part remains unclear, and I'm sure he'll take his time on that.
Just thinking out loud here, but if you're the Chicago Fire, don't you hand him a blank check?
The Bears?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, the Fire, that's a scenario where there's such little interest. It'd be new ownership there. They're trying to rebrand. They're trying to win over a fan base. It would basically be like trying to turn the Fire into something close to what the Blackhawks. I mean, what McDonough left behind, as you guys have said, they were completely irrelevant 13, 14 years ago.
And everybody knows that John, is known for holding high standards. If he's getting paid for the Hawks for the next 3 years, if he would like to just personally, work for me and just get
work on your brand,
take me
work
to
on the car brand.
Yes, I mean, I'm in.
You'd be a national star in no time.
Right,
Carm.
Right.
McDonough would lead the way.
Hey, Charlie, we appreciate it here. Do you think we're going to have hockey? What's your take?
I do. I am optimistic. I really do believe that the league is and the players are both trying to make a conclusion of the season happen. Really, the challenge is, the players really pushed back on the idea of having centralized locations and potentially being away from their family for months at a time. So that the logistics part is obviously a lot to sort out, but I'm pretty optimistic that there will be some sort of conclusion to the season.
Yeah. All right. Fingers crossed that happens and we get hockey back, we get the NBA back, we get football come the fall, all that. But then, obviously, most importantly, everybody stay safe out there. You too, Charlie Roumeliotis. Did I do that right? Did I get it right on the outside?
You absolutely nailed it. I love it, Mark.
Hey, we look forward to talking again, Charlie. Thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
All right. There's our Blackhawks update.